from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. to accept refugees. The United States says it will accept at least 10,000 Syrian refugees in the coming year and increase humanitarian assistance for those fleeing the violence in Syria. VOA's Mike Richman has details.
The U.S. has taken in about 1,500 Syrian refugees since the civil war broke out in that country more than 4 years ago. On Thursday, the United States announced plans to help Syrian refugees more, saying it will accept at least 10,000 of them in the coming year. The White House said President Barack Obama agreed to let the refugees in the country starting next month. The White House announcement Thursday came as record numbers of migrants streamed through the Balkans into Hungary, forcing Austria to suspend cross-border train services because of massive overcrowding. Hungary is a major transit point for refugees hoping to reach Germany and other Western European countries. Mike Richman, VOA News, Washington.
In Washington, Senate Democrats have blocked a vote of disapproval on the nuclear accord with Iran, delivering President Obama a victory on his top foreign policy initiative. Mr. Obama called it a victory for diplomacy, for American national security, and for the safety and security of the world. But a disappointed Republican Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, said Democratic senators just voted to block the American people from even having a real vote on one of the most consequential foreign policy issues of our time. Zimbabwe's finance minister has indicated he's given up on convincing the International Monetary Fund and other creditors to cancel the country's $10 billion debt. President Robert Mugabe's government blames the current situation on Western sanctions imposed on him and the ruling party officials following reports of human rights abuses and election rigging in 2002. This is VOA News. Today is the anniversary of the September 2001 terrorist attacks on the U.S. In cities across the country today, people will remember the attacks that killed about 3,000 people in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. On September 11, 2001, passengers on United Airlines Flight 93 fought the terrorist hijackers, taking down the plane in rural Pennsylvania and preventing it from being crashed into one of the country's major metropolitan areas. VOA's Kane Farabaugh reports from the Flight 93 Visitor Center in Somerset County, Pennsylvania.
14 years after one of the defining moments of American history, which was Gordon Felt's personal tragedy.
It is surreal at times. Early on, it became very evident to us very quickly that our loved ones, the events surrounding their death, had historical significance to our country.
Gordon Felt's brother Edward was one of the passengers on Flight 93 who tried to reclaim the cockpit from the terrorists who hijacked the plane. The last 35 minutes of Edward Felt's life, and those on the plane with him, is explained through artifacts and interactive displays in the new Flight 93 Visitor Center, where family members hope visitors will understand the full impact of the actions of their loved ones. Kane Farabaugh, VOA News, Somerset County, Pennsylvania.
Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, a ceremony commemorated that fateful day. This is U.S. General John Campbell, the commander of NATO forces in Afghanistan.
As we conduct our mission here in Afghanistan, pursuing our nation's vital interests, it is important to reflect on the reasons why we came here, recount what we have accomplished, and fortify ourselves for what lies ahead.
For more on this sad anniversary, visit our website at voanews.com. A group of scientists announced Thursday they discovered an extinct early ancestor of humans. John Hawks, the senior author of the reporting on the new species, spoke with VOA about the similarities between what they've discovered and humans, also known as Homo erectus.
It appears to be related to us in our family tree around the time of those earliest members of Homo. And based on fossils from other parts of Africa, we would think that that time was around 2 million years ago. But what we don't know is whether Homo naledi itself is a potential ancestor who lived around that time, or if bones that we've found represent a later time. Species don't become extinct, you know, at the minute that they originate. They last for some time.
The discovery is a result of finding a collection of bones in a hard-to-reach section of cave outside of Johannesburg, South Africa. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.